Where in the Bible will I find degrees of punishment and reward after death? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. For the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The teaching of Jesus is very plain in showing the justice of God in punishing according to one's knowledge, opportunity, and ability. He said, "And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit many things, or commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes." Luke 12:47-48. The law of Moses made provisions for lesser punishment for one who sinned without full knowledge, so that he paid according to his fault. That's Deuteronomy 25:2-3. And Jesus on one occasion said, "If you were blind, you should have no sin, but now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth." John 9:41. You see, their increased knowledge exposed their sin for greater punishment. There is a difference in the enjoyment of our worship today, for example, and not that it is in the worship, but in the spiritual level of the worshipers. Some find absorbing interest in the preaching of the gospel. Others in the same audience find it uninteresting or downright boring. There is no doubt that these differences will continue to exist in the heavenly realm. Our codes of criminal procedure reflect clearly the principle that men ought to be punished in a manner commensurate to their guilt, and their guilt is determined by the responsibility of the person or persons accused. Our Lord recognized this principle when he applied it to the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida in Matthew 11:21-24. "Those who know and do not shall be beaten with many stripes. Those who know not but do things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes." Now, stripes represent punishment. The number of stripes, the degree of punishment. These will be administered only to those who are lost, since the righteous will receive no stripes at all, of course. It is clearly and emphatically shown here that punishment will be administered in the next life proportionate to the guilt which men possess, and their guilt will be determined by the amount of opportunity they had in this life.